Matt and Anthony's world wants you to know that they love you. They also want you to know that if you like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, that they will love you even more. Oh my God, Greg walked in.
Oh, now I gotta start over.
I'm just kidding, Greg.
Greg, your hair is very Farrah Fawcett-y and very cute today. You're looking good.
Here we go. Maddie and Anthony's world wants you to know that they love you. They also want you to know that if you like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, that they will love you even more.
That's a little manipulative. I can't say the word, but you know what I meant. That was manipulative. You're going to love them more if they like and subscribe to your podcast. Is that true, Maddie?
Very true. No, I love them. This is all written, by the way, isn't this
by
great?
You.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, also be sure to review the show and say nice things about me. And you can say whatever you want about Anthony.
That's manipulative. You're manipulating them not to like me and to like you. You're manipulative. I just learned that word tomorrow. Maddie and Anthony, the greatest friends that could ever be. Maddie and Anthony's
world, they're great. It's great. All right, let's start our show. So what's going on there, Anthony?
What a segue. All right, let's start our show. You didn't even give like a second. All right, let's start the show. So, hey, what's up? Why did you even need to say let's start the show if you're going to do that? All right, let's get going. Let's go. And so what have you been up to with your life? Oh, my gosh. I'm okay. Everything's good in the neighborhood.
You got your Beastie Boys hat on.
I love the Beastie Boys. That's one of my
favorite bands.
You're
wearing your penguin shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a penguin shirt. It's a penguin brand shirt, so it's not just a shirt with penguins. I don't know why we're advertising for this multi-zillion-dollar company.
Have you heard about these polar bears that they were so hungry that they were going into towns and like eating the garbage?
You mean in Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. The idea of just like kind of waking up, being like, "Honey, can you mind throwing out the trash? It's trash day."
That would actually be a really good climate change commercial.
Do you think that impression
that was really good?
Was it a man or a woman? I don't know which one that was.
To me, it sounded like a muffin that talks or something.
That's global warming for you. Now the poor polar bears, they have to leave.
I know, it's really sad.
What about the people that have to live relatively close to a polar bear population? That's kind of a wild thought too. You know, you can't go out past 6 because the polar bears might come out and get you. No trick-or-treating this year because there's polar bears, kids. So you got to sit back and just, you know, let's just eat candy in the malls. But we can't go in the malls because the polar bears have been breaking into malls and eating the candy from the trash.
I really hope polar bears don't come and kill us now because we're talking about
We're in sunny Southern California where the polar bears roam.
They could make the hike.
You know, dogs can't eat chocolate. Do you think
I'm aware of dogs? Yes.
Do you think polar bears can't eat something like they can't eat chocolate? It's kind of funny to be like a huge animal that's like that hurt my tummy. Oh, I can't take it anymore. God, what am I, the man of 1,000 voices today?
I was at the San Diego Zoo a few years ago, and I saw a monkey in its cage poop into its hand. Mm. And rub it on the tree and just play with it.
This is the definition of why some people probably don't like zoos, because the animals are bored. I was just watching, it was some doc series where a woman, or it was a man, he fell in love with a dolphin. He was like really into the dolphin. He said the dolphin loved him. He was like obsessed.
No.
And he had a wife. And the wife started becoming jealous.
That's really disturbing.
I can't imagine being that guy's wife being like, "Half fun at the dolphin park. Don't come home. Why doesn't she cook you dinner?" You know?
Oh, my God. You know, I saw this video on CNN of these gorillas. It was, like, raining, and they didn't
want... Gorillas in the mist?
I think it was at a zoo, and it was raining. They were terrified of the rain. It's a giant gorilla, and they're afraid of rain. It's kind of funny.
Right.
I feel like they should have better enclosures to avoid the rain.
I agree that there should always be better enclosures, but rain is part of their world, I'm assuming, you know?
Well, not if they were born in a zoo.
Brains all right. They have to feel something. You know, the only, the interaction.
I kind of stumped you on that one.
Well, this is, I'll tell you what, this is what I think. I think it's okay for the gorillas to feel rain because it's nice to have a little life actually going on because they probably should be in Africa or wherever they're from.
They should definitely.
And they should be experiencing rain. If they were born in a zoo and have not felt rain, then at least they're experiencing life and they can choose if they like it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you really stump me there? Nope. I used to go to the zoo quite a bit. There was a big gorilla, and he did not like me, this guy. This gorilla was walking back and forth, and everyone was kind of laughing. And he just sat in front of me and then banged the big glass.
No
and it cracked. It cracked. He wanted to get at me. Yeah, yeah, he wanted to get at me.
Anthony?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So he was pissed.
I should tell you that I was dating the dolphin he was in love with. That wasn't a segue all the way into that, by the way. That actually did happen. So you had an experience that you would like to talk about where there was a car crash?
Yeah. Our street is like a pretty small, narrow street. So we'll have a lot of accidents. And I was watching that show Barry on my iPad. It was like 11 o'clock at night. That night, it was just the loudest accident we've ever heard. It maybe went on for like 30 seconds. This guy hit several things. I got up really quick and checked in with my wife, Lauren. We definitely thought someone had died because it was so loud. We go outside. There are like maybe six or seven neighbors. And this car was completely rolled over on its side.
Jeez.
Like a white
Was
Toyota.
It a white Bronco? Was it OJ?
No. It was not OJ.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a car tipped over. All the other neighbors were in the thick of trying to get him out. Got this guy out of the car. He kind of was stumbly shortly thereafter the ambulances came. He didn't want to get treatment for some reason. And then the cops came, and then they immediately give him a drunk test, which is totally insane to me.
Well, I mean,
like, how are you supposed to pass a drunk test after flipping a car?
So it wasn't a breathalyzer? They actually wanted him to walk the
yes.
line?
They had him walk the line, touch his nose.
What?
All this stuff. And I was like, what the hell
He's
is
like
going
bleeding.
On?
He's got a yeah. concussion. Sir, I need you to walk this line in a straight line. But I was in a dizzy car wreck.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it is awful.
It was really messed up.
Did he fail the
test? He failed the test. They put him in cuffs, yeah.
Oh, so do you think he was drunk?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Was there anybody else around, or was it just him?
It was just him. He hit the tire, and his right wheel fell off, and then he completely flipped over.
That's scary.
Hit the lamp, knocked the street lamp over. They pulled him out of the sunroof. But yeah, they ended up arresting him, and all the neighbors had left. But there was this one guy that came over to me and Lauren, just kind of like creepily came up to us. It was kind of quiet, and then said, well, that was justified.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Then you looked down, and they were just pointing to a Justin Timberlake album.
Yeah.
That was justified.
Yeah, it was justified.
Oh, did you see the car wreck? Do you know my crazy car crash story? You may not. So I was living in Little Ethiopia was the neighborhood I was into. I was living there. And it was like a normal, just regular Sunday afternoon. And all of a sudden I heard boom, boom, boom. And I ran out and this guy was like literally just hitting cars and like sideswiping all these parked cars.
Oh my God.
He hits one more car and then his tire kind of like bends in where he can't drive anymore. So then he jumps out of his car and starts running. I got my spidey senses intact. I ran after him. I caught the man. I don't know if I...
How did you grab him? Did you hug him or...
I kept on saying, not today, buddy. And I grab him with the arm, and he's like, let me go. And I was like, not today. I would say it's as close to a citizen's arrest as you can possibly make.
That is definitely a citizen's arrest.
So I was
arrest.
Holding him down, and he was like, please, I have a family. I can't get in trouble. Just let me run. People started coming out, and surrounding us, and they grabbed him water.
Just holding his hand.
I was holding him so long. He was like begging for me to let him go. And I was if I let you go, all these other people can see anyway. Felt myself becoming gentle, pretty much snuggling this drunk man. The cops didn't get there for like a half an hour. This is a busy intersection. I'm sitting there coddling and holding a man and comforting the man who like ruined the whole neighborhood's life and saying, you're gonna fight through this. He's like, I won't fight through it. Finally, the cops came. He was clearly drunk. They put him in the back of the car.
Did they give you a badge?
They didn't. But the neighborhood, after that moment, I got so much respect for a real pillar of that community. I didn't live there long because that was
You're the mayor of your neighborhood.
For a little bit, because the same house, I saw a rat in my house, and it nearly polarized me, and I had to move. So I could take down a drunk driver, car crash, but I see a rat, and I can't handle life.
In high school, we went on this trip to London, and before the trip, I had this idea to make pot brownies. Ooh. And I never made them before, and I was like, I don't know how much to put in.
Yes.
So I put a crap load of ingredients in. I somehow got them through the airport. They were just wrapped up in aluminum foil, and we ate them, and I was like, I don't feel anything. And then it just hit me and my friends. Ugh. And I was just like peeing my pants laughing in this airport, just laughing at anyone that came by. Like, I remember this guy in a Nirvana shirt, and I kept being like, Nirvana, yeah.
And then you would just laugh.
it's Nirvana, yeah. I guess apparently I like disappeared for like 20 minutes and went to the bathroom. And I guess I had passed out in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Well, and then got up and came back out and was still laughing and, like, causing a ruckus. I was with my best friend, John Reed, and the flight was super delayed for some reason. And John's parents came back to the airport.
You don't want
to
see a parent
when
you're like that.
I looked at John, and he turned white, and I was like, dude, you're white.
He was sick.
Yeah, he was sick.
Oh.
He was just freaking out. Our flight was so delayed that the airport ended up giving us all first class seats. So we flew to London.
In first class.
Super stoned out of our minds in first class.
I had this time where paranoia hit and the giggles, kind of all in one, like baked goods. I was at a party with people that I really looked up to, I thought were really cool. And they're playing Cypress Hill, which I always loved. It's funny because I really love like pot music, but I didn't really smoke pot. So I love Cypress Hill, and I knew all the lyrics. And I'm like sitting around being like, I want to get high. And they'll pass me a joint. I'd be like, no, thank you. I did partake with these cool guys. I probably wanted them to think I was cool. They had two really big joints. And they're passing them around in the circles. They're passing the opposite way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one's clockwise, one counterclockwise. So you get to hit it. And there's all these guys, and they're like hip-hop guys. These guys wanted to sit in the back and listen to music. They weren't giggly. But I felt very giggly. I got so high, I didn't know what to do. I was like trying really hard not to laugh. And everyone knows if you try not to laugh, it's the hardest thing. So I was just waiting for somebody to say something funny, but these guys, cool guys, I don't know about personality-wise. I think they dressed cool and everything. And, not much for fun. And they're just kind of sitting in a circle smoking weed and listening to Wu-Tang Clan. I had to find something to laugh at. So I'll never forget this. This guy was like, so what do you guys want to do next? And I was like, what to do next? I just started laughing and laughing and laughing. It was just like spewing out laughter, and everyone was staring at me. And I was just like, you get it, guys? Want to do next? Like, I just needed to find something that was funny because I was trying to make this laugh get out of my system. Have you ever had that where you're paranoid and giggly?
I don't think I have, no. That's crazy. I have gotten super stoned again with my friend John, and
bad influence, one of you two. His parents should, if his parents are listening, you should have watched those boys. They're doing it at the airport.
We got stoned and then went back to his parents' house. And I was so stoned, I was so paranoid that I was going to die or something from smoking weed. That I was just, we were just sitting in his room, and I just kept hitting my head on the door.
Like a mental patient?
Like a crazy person. Like, in his room, just hitting my head on the door, because I don't know why. Maybe that would help. I don't know.
My friend Goose, we call him Goose, he was notorious for having like really funny getting high stories. And there's one night in particular I will never forget. We were TPing Goose's house. He was helping.
His own house.
Yes. We were TPing his house. I think he just wanted to get his parents. I think we didn't know the notion of TPing.
I want to hear more about this Goose.
He's a wild man. I think we didn't realize that you're supposed to TP somebody else's house. We thought it was just fun to TP. So we're TPing, but all of a sudden at the corner of this little bush, we hear having fun. And then a grown-ass man jumps out in boxers. We dart. He starts chasing us as fast as he can.
In his boxers.
No shoes or anything. We're running. I'm like almost crying.
From laughter or just crying?
No, because I was scared. I mean,
a grown man in boxers running after.
Well, he was lurking in the bushes. And then he finally caught us. He's like, Goose? Everyone calls him Goose anyway. And he's like, you're TPing your own house?
And so he made a citizen's arrest on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lene Chantel is one of our close friends. We love her so much. She's such a great inspiration. She's always positive. She does music. She acts. She's a hostess with the mostest. She drinks with toast. She drinks and gives toastess. You drink, what did you say?
Red Bull coffee.
Do you really drink Red Bull coffee?
That's a good idea. No, I drink Red Bull and coffee, but I should mix them.
She does love Red Bull. I know this about
Lene. That sounds
Lene.
Like a terrible mix. Please don't do that.
She lives by the Red Bull coffee method.
Code.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how are you today? You just had a shoot. Can you tell us about the shoot? You don't have to say the specifics if it's like for a company, but what was the shoot? Was it like you were shooting guns? Is it a photo shoot? Is it a print shoot?
Yes. Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for the nice intro. You guys are the bestest. I do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You guys are my faves. Thank you for being awesome. Thanks for having me on your podcast. Yeah, so basically the shoot was for my Spanish YouTube channel. And I was wearing Pretty Little Thing. I'm doing a collab with them. It's a clothing company. And
cool.
Yeah, I just shot some looks for them. So yeah, that was the shoot. I was jumping around in some cute new clothes.
Does the company Pretty Little Thing, it's called Pretty Little Things?
Yep, it's called Pretty Little Thing. Yep.
Do they send you the clothes first? Do you get to pick out what you want to wear? How does that work?
Do they have men's clothing?
Yes, I picked them out and then they sent them. And I was excited to get the looks. And then I tried some on and had fun. And we found this like really cool abandoned hotel. And I was like, oh, it would be so cool to take photos and videos there. But we couldn't find a way to get into it because I think it's illegal. So.
Be careful. We saw this cool abandoned hotel. You don't go in that.
They already closed up, which is unfortunate. So couldn't get in.
Oh, well, that sounds scary. I'm kind of glad you didn't get in.
One time, we looked up, there was, like, this abandoned house that, I don't remember, one of the Beatles used to live in.
Really?
George Harrison. And then
George's my favorite Beatle.
His house was eaten by, like, a landslide, Bel Air. The empty lot is still there. So one time me and a friend went and explored, and you could kind of see pieces of a house sticking up, and it was really cool.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
It looks like a hill, but there used to be a house there, and just one day it just started sinking. And he was like, oh, I guess we should go. That's how it went.
I think that sounds like so much fun for some reason. Even though the house is sunken and it seems a little dangerous, it sounds fun to explore. And maybe there's like a George Harrison artifact.
Was it a water boat? Like a houseboat?
No, it was like, it's still there. It's in Bel Air. And I don't know exactly. I think people haven't built on it because I just think the land probably would need a house again. I'm not really sure. But it's still there. I think if you look it up, maybe they put up a gate by now. I think there was a small gate last time, but it was pretty easy to find.
It was a small sunken in gate.
It was easy to find last time, but yeah, I love like abandoned places, and I wish more were available to explore, but sometimes people put up tall fences. This is a funny podcast.
I love the idea of all of this. I love the abandoned buildings.
What's the weirdest place you've done a photo shoot?
That's a good question.
Scariest place?
No, just the weirdest.
The weirdest? Well, one, I don't think I took any photos there, but one time in Cancun, there was this abandoned hotel. Somebody laid cement down for a hotel, and it must have just become abandoned. I don't know if anybody ever used it. It was interesting because they literally planned everything to have to not buy furniture. Everything was already shaped out of cement. They made a bed base where the bed would go. They made furniture out of cement. Everything was already poured. The floor was cement. The walls were cement. There was like a chair made out of cement that they just
Well, that doesn't sound very comfortable.
Agreed.
Yeah, but apparently the business didn't work out because
it was they're like, you might want to get some cushions.
And I wish I took more video.
They made cement cushions.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
That is interesting.
You've traveled the world exploring abandoned buildings.
One time in Minnesota, my dad was like, oh, I know where this abandoned place is that the government used to have. Now it's abandoned, and I found it on my jogging route. And so we're like, ooh, let's go. And I actually filmed it, and I have a YouTube video in Spanish of us exploring.
Your dad is so funny. He's got his own Instagram. He's got his own following. He's out there in Minnesota just knowing how to edit videos, and he's knowing how to put some cool Instagram posts.
So, yeah, tell us what your dad does.
His name is Ted, and his Instagram account is Ted 9 times. Like, Ted.
I love it.
Ted. I think that was 9. He lives in Minnesota.
The original baby Anthony's from there, and so is Lene. We're both baby Minnesotans.
I knew that. So what are you working on now? What's going on in Lene's world?
Well, I'm going to Chile tomorrow. Oh my gosh, actually, this is perfect timing. I'm about to release a new song.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So,
this is
That's
exciting.
That's amazing.
So I'm super freaking excited because it's...
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your music. We really love La La Land.
La La Land. Thanks. I love that song.
She has a good singing voice. And some cool steps.
I love dancing. I loved salsa dancing in Minnesota, and now I'm loving getting into hip-hop and friends who choreograph who are really great dancers. I'm still learning, but I love it. So yeah, I'm definitely looking to incorporate dance whenever I can. But yeah, I have a dance video on YouTube. I was supposed to film another one today, but I didn't finish learning the dance, so I have to wait till I'm back from Chile.
You're going. You're interviewing with us, which we really appreciate now.
Yeah, thank you.
Right before you're making
a
video, and then tomorrow, what morning you fly to Chile?
Yes, afternoon.
What are you gonna do in Chile? Is it a vacation? Or are you going there for work?
My boyfriend's family's from Chile, so we're gonna go see his family, and then he has a house there, and I have my little space office in like the house, and I'm so excited to see it because I painted the walls and the ceiling black, and I have a glass desk, and it's just like my favorite creative space. So I'm just excited to go sit in it. And
nice.
Yeah, Chile's beautiful. The mountains like half an hour away, half an hour away to the beach. It's like,
oh my.
Is it cold?
It is chilly in Chile. The seasons are reversed from here. So when it's summer here, it's winter there and vice versa. It must be chilly, actually. This is actually good for me to remember because I'm hot right now.
Pack a bunch of sweaters.
Yeah, just sweaters and bathing suits. That's all you can, because it's either hot or really cold. You going to be there for a while, or is it just a quick trip?
I think like 3 weeks. And we're all going to hang out and write an Insta skit. We're going to write a sketch.
Yeah, we love to work together, the three of us. We have a good time.
We have a fun time.
My favorite is where Anthony's a vampire.
I'm going to be a vampire. I do love your boyfriend. I love both of you guys. You're both a breath of fresh air, and I'm so glad that you guys are in my life, more or less Maddie's as well, right?
Of course. What? No, yeah, of course. I love you guys.
No, I meant more or less. They're in my life more than you.
Oh,
but
no.
But it's okay, they're in your life.
They're
but
more
it's
my,
really
I
cool.
met them first.
I actually met her first because we were babies. We were both in Minnesota, and we met at a preschool playground. I'm older than her, but I was a slower baby. So
that would be awesome. Although when I was in preschool, I think I was in Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't know that. So did you grow up in Wisconsin?
I was born in the Congo, and then I moved to Wisconsin.
That's right. You were born in the Congo. And you remember that a lot, right? A Congo baby.
Remember meeting you invisibly on a preschool?
No. I'm making it all so confusing now, and I apologize to both of you with my stupid wit and my really classy good looks.
Unfortunately, we did not meet in Minnesota. It's so funny. I've actually met more people in Minnesota. Not in Minnesota.
I moved to Chicago from Minnesota, and I became homesick. And some of the first things I did is anytime I would see a Minnesota license plate, I would just write a little note and say, I'm from Minnesota, too. What a special occasion.
Oh,
right?
That's so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy.
It's sweet, but it's also, like, so stupid. Imagine somebody being like, so what?
No, like, we went to Minnesota last time, and I got, like, Minnesota shirt for Herman, my boyfriend, and we were wearing it hiking and running, and it was like a tank top, and this guy came up to him and he's like, you're from Minnesota? Me too. But, like, it's funny because, like, everyone's from Chile and he's, like, not from Minnesota. But he's, like, no, but, hey, that's awesome. You know, when I was from Minnesota, but it was, I love the people from Minnesota. I'm sure from other states, too, but I just love that, you know, that people come up, especially because it's a stereotype, Minnesota nice. And when I first got here, I would just say hi to everybody in the elevator. I mean, I still do. But then people are, like, you're not supposed to do that here. Nobody does that here. And they're, like, well, let's start it because I just love making friends in the elevator.
You know,
I love that you left a note on the car. I have a Minnesota license plate, so I hope somebody does that.
I love that you say hello to people in an elevator. Why not? Why does everything have to shut down when we're all in an enclosed area? We can't say hello? How are you today? And you're a bubbly person. It might be a little creepier if I do it, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Yeah, I'm probably more threatening.
I would definitely be threatened.
Yeah, if I was just standing in the corner and then put my face to the wall and said, wanna be friends? That might be different than, you're very bubbly and nice.
And then you whip out a saxophone.
Best friend.
Yeah, yeah. But you have traveled forever. And so from, when did you move from the Midwest? Did you move like pretty fast right after high school? Is that kind of your, what's the word I'm asking?
Okay, so basically, I thought when I was little I wanted to be a Spanish teacher, and then I started hosting Red Bull shows. So they took me out of classes, and I was like, so I would make videos with my friends and like put them on YouTube, just like nonsense, like running around Target, and it was really fun. And so like Red Bull was like, saw that, and I was a Red Bull girl at the time. I was like passing out Red Bulls. And I was like, yay, who wants Red Bull? And then they were like, hey, we saw your videos. You want to host shows for us? And I had no idea what that meant. But they started flying out of class and putting me in extreme sports situations, like skydiving. And then with like a bunch of athletes, rally car racing and NASCAR. And I was like, this is so fun. I've always been fascinated by videos and photos and like capturing moments in life. So then I started hosting. And I was like, this is awesome. Now I use my Spanish YouTube channel on the side, which I love. And it's so fun.
Yeah, I love that too.
So I started hosting shows, and then I hosted a show for MTV called 10 on Top. It was like a countdown show on Saturdays, and I lived in New York for that. And
that's cool too.
Now, and I live in Chile a little bit, and now I'm in LA.
Yeah, so when you were on the MTV show, you were a VJ. You were an MTV VJ, correct?
Yep.
That is something else, too. That many people can say that. But just the two of us, probably. Yeah.
Wait, not me. An MTV?
I was an MTV VJ for a long time. I'm Carson Daly. Anyways, that is, I love your passion for Spanish culture and knowing the language and knowing that you love it and you've taken it to a level where you know the language. You have a YouTube video. That's so cool.
You just said she has a YouTube video.
I said you have one YouTube video where somebody says a Spanish. Well. That is great. I like that about you. It seems like you have like a razor sharp thought process. Like you do stuff.
And a really good work ethic too.
Razor sharp.
Oh my gosh, thanks guys.
Yeah, and it seems like you're willing to say yes and to move ahead, which is really, really good. Like how many people are going to be like, I'll jump out of an airplane for Red Bull? Did you actually ride in a race car, a NASCAR?
I did, not like during a official race, but I went AJ Allmendinger, was a NASCAR racer.
How dare you call me that?
I don't know if he still is, but it was great, and I went and we hung out, and we went on a track when like nobody else was there, and I got a ride in it.
That is so cool.
And then rally car racing with Travis Pastrana, and I was like guiding him through the woods on notes I just took. That was like insane.
That is really awesome. Fun. Yeah, I like that you were guiding him into the woods, and then all of a sudden you're in a race car.
So, Lene, what inspires you?
Language in general, it's just so fascinating, especially if it's like a little kid speaking in another language. I think it's the coolest, cutest thing ever.
I agree.
Because they are effortlessly speaking another language, and they aren't even thinking about it. And it's so cool when kids learn multiple languages growing up, too, because it just comes so naturally. I learned Spanish because I loved it. Well, when I was, like, really little, like three, I knew, like, a mixture of Lingala, French, and English, but I didn't know, like, one complete language. And then I went to speech therapy classes when I was three because I couldn't pronounce half the letters in the alphabet. And then I just learned English, so I forgot all the other words.
You know, Maddie did speech therapy, too.
I think we've talked about this. I'm doing
speech therapy.
Yeah, I'm doing speech therapy now.
As we speak, yeah.
Yeah, because of my vocal cord issue.
Oh, yes. Yep, totally.
It's so weird. I was born, immediately when I was born, I sounded like a newscaster, so I never had to do anything like that because I have this perfect voice. I had a deeper voice than this as a child. Yes, I was like, hello, it's time for bed.
Welcome home from work, Mom. Wow. I've missed you.
So give us a little background of when you first came to L.A., what was it like for you?
Okay, so I was hosting Red Bull shows, and then I was like, I'm going to go to L.A., because that's just where people go.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And I was like, oh, I totally want to get into TV and acting, and, you know, I just, like, love filming and editing and anything. You know, so I'm like, that's the place to be. Got Red Bull myself in Minnesota. I didn't have a manager, had no idea how anything worked like that, like agents or anything. Meanwhile, I was just loved and still love making friends, so I was just, like, accepting all these random friend requests. People watching my Red Bull stuff on, like, Facebook and MySpace, I think Facebook. And one guy
wait, was like, what's
yeah,
MySpace?
Do you want to hang out? And I was like, sure, come horseback riding with my friends. It was super random. And now I'm not so quick to, like, be like, I don't know you. You're from the internet. Come hang out. But at the time, it totally worked out. And then he was, like, so nice. And he came horseback riding, and he's like, hey, do you have, like, a manager? He's like, I love hosting, too. And he, like, basically explained to me L.A., and was like, these are the managers you should reach out to. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just, like, cold called them, like, the next day. And a lot of them were like, this is cute.
Yeah.
You know? I'm right. Like, I would like to set myself up with a meeting with so-and-so. And they're like, that's cute. That's not how you do it. You can come and drop off your materials like everybody else. But then I had made my own website just with, like, a reel I made from Red Bull. And I was like, okay, well, before I go, here's my site. And that was it. And they said bye. And then actually they ended up calling me back like 10 minutes later. And the receptionist was like, hey, we usually don't do this, but we would love to meet with you. I saw your site and I showed it around, and can you come in next week? And then I went in and they signed me, and yeah, that's why I got a hosting manager. Now I have a life manager who kind of like oversees everything and has helped me with music, and it's awesome. Good times.
That's great.
That's awesome. That's cool. And what advice would you give to someone that's just kind of starting out being an actor, performer, host? What would you say to them?
I would say a lot of people will maybe help you on the way, but I would say don't expect or wait for other things to get done to some extent. If somebody's like, I'm going to do this, then yeah. But otherwise, if you have an idea, try to do it yourself within whatever resources you have. If you want to go film something, I don't think there's a right way. Like, a lot of people always think there's a formula and like the right way to do something. Otherwise, it's not legit. Otherwise, it's not professional. But it can also be what you make it. And so like, if you want to film something, go get whatever camera that you have, even if it's like not as nice as you think you should have, and go film it. Even if you're like, oh no, I need somebody who knows professional angles. No, just film it with like the best you can. I think a lot of people wait for like the perfect time or perfect place or perfect situation or perfect professionals to do certain things, when really you can create with what you want, with like just like what you have. And it's a lot of times really, really fun.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Advice.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Totally. You got to go around the gatekeepers and just make your own stuff. And yeah. Don't wait around for people. Don't ask for permission. Yeah.
Don't save
things.
For 15 years to get that perfect camera and then make the video. Just start making it.
Yeah, just start making
it.
Yeah.
To quote Rihanna, work, 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 work. Work.
Well,
beautifully said.
Well, I know you got a busy day, so we'll let you go. Thank you so much for talking with us, taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. You're always welcome, and we're so happy to have you in our life. You're such a breath of fresh air. Lene Chantel is on Instagram at Lene Chantel. We'll play La La Land at the end of the episode. Make sure you stay and listen to La La Land by Lene.
All right, well, have a great day.
You said you're so nice. You guys are the best.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're the best. One love.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, let's wrap it up with Greg here real fast. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to go, big boy. Baby boy. You ready,
Greg? Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, he's struggling with his headphones.
Greg, his hair looks very feathered almost. He looks as cute as the day is long. He's wearing his lucky four-leaf clover necklace. Feathered hair, like a young Farrah Fawcett. And how are you, Greg?
I'm amazing. I'm great. The monkey is still alive from Tarzan, the original Tarzan.
Move the mic back a little bit.
Yeah, don't follow the mic. Just stay back there.
Okay. He's 85.
That's not true.
Yeah. He's the oldest monkey in show business, and they didn't give him any footprints at the Man's Chinese Theater, Johnny Weissmuller.
His name is Johnny Weissmuller, the
monkey?
Johnny
Weissmuller's the original Tarzan, and I met his son. And the monkey never got, he's the oldest monkey in show business. He outlived all his agents and all his managers and started in the original Tarzan movie.
Where is he now? Where's the monkey? Can we
see him?
He's
living with a trainer. You can Google it right now.
A personal trainer?
Yes. Yes, he lives with a trainer. He's 87 years
old.
Yeah, but
he's
the oldest
monkey
in show business.
He's trying to get a buff.
Can we meet this old 87-year-old monkey?
You know, I think we should.
Your voice is a little raspy.
I know,
today.
I know. Because I didn't get to clear it, I didn't know I was coming out right now.
Oh, well, you can clear it. Take a towel.
No, I can't do that.
Do it
here.
Quick.
What do you
we'll
need to do to clear your throat?
Do it again. Let's
okay, is
it.
That better? Water
keep
or
going.
Something?
Just get it out.
So, Greg.
Yes.
You told me that you were in Point Break. Is this true?
Yes.
Let's do a setup first. So, Greg Buckman and Maddie were having a phone conversation. Maddie, how did the conversation lead to Point Break, first of all?
I really don't remember.
So Point Break, if you're not sure what they're talking about, is a movie about some surfers who rob a bank and take the world by storm. Patrick Swayze's in there. Kiefer Sutherland. Am I right about that?
Yes.
He's not in there.
No Kiefer Sutherland.
So Patrick Swayze. I'm taking Lost Boys. With
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is the detective. And Greg Buckman, who is also a classically trained Shakespearean actor, has been in a few movies. Now, Greg went to UCLA. We don't believe that. Greg also says that he was in Point Break as an extra. Greg, were you in this movie?
Yes, I was. And it had Patrick Swayze, too. I got to work with Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves. And.
But you were an extra, right?
Yes.
So a lot of times when people say I get to work with or got to work with such and such, it's not an extra role for sure. Right, Maddie?
Yeah.
You're not really you're just like background eating a sandwich or something.
They don't like to be called extras. They like to be called background actors.
But I like calling Greg an extra, if you don't mind. Is that okay, Greg, with you?
Extra, extra.
Read all about it. So tell us, are you in that movie?
Yes.
Can I see you in a scene?
Yes, I'm all oiled up and greased up. And
you're oiled and
shiny
greased
on
up.
The beach. And,
now, did they get a shot of you, or are you way deep in the background surfing?
No. I was supposed to be speaking in it and everything. I don't want to go into all that.
I want
to. Scene? What scene?
I would definitely want to go into that.
Right when he says I'm going to cut their hair off, that's me.
Okay, and you're sitting next to the one of the hair guys?
No, I'm working out. Like I'm doing
in
twist
the back.
And stuff. Yeah,
you're doing
I'm
the twist.
Twisters. And what is that called when you work out and you twist around?
That's a good question. I know what you're talking about. You're holding a pole, maybe?
No, I was just twisting around.
So you're doing the twist.
You're
like
doing
the
twister dance.
Yes.
So you're doing the twist?
Yes.
A dance? Like the classic 50s dance, the twist? Like chubby.
No, just twisting. Like
come
when
on,
you
baby,
stretch,
let's
and
do
you go
the
like
twist.
That, and you go like that, and you
come
just
on,
twist.
Come on, babe. Like that?
Let's do the twist. Okay. Twist in the nose.
So Maddie is looking
it
up. What is the famous line from that scene? You want to cut your hair? They want to cut your hair?
No, they... Okay, so...
I remember that scene.
Yeah, first they think it's Ronald Reagan, Nixon, and President Ford that's doing all the robberies.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realize that it's some surfers because they see some sand on the back of the guy's, you know, when he gives them his BA.
Okay, did you
see? I know it? The movie. I know the movie.
So Manny's looking it up. So you said you don't want to get into that. So you were supposed to have like a big role in the movie Point Break?
Yes, it's. I just showed up as an extra. It's a long story, but then I.
I'm very interested. You showed up. Did you get called to be there? I know you. At one point, you've said you've auditioned 5 times a day for 5 years, not missing a day, including Christmas. Always 5 auditions for some reason, and you also said that you were the lead in A Streetcar Named Desire.
Okay. Yes, I was.
All right.
Okay. So that's not it.
Maddie right now is looking for the scene that Greg Buckman claims to be in. I believe you were an extra in this movie. I believe you were greased up, but I want to know, were you supposed to be one of the main characters of this movie?
Yes.
You almost had a part. You almost had a substantial role. Tell us why you didn't get it. You said you didn't want to get into it. What happened with that?
Oh, that's just, that's too, that's going so far back. You know?
Just tell us.
Oh, it's just, you know, I was
is
there.
Is it hard? Was it like a hard side of show
business?
No.
It was just, I was there, and then I started hanging out with everybody, Keanu. I got to play football with everybody and stuff like that.
No, are you talking about the football, like the American version, or soccer? I don't know how you,
well,
you
know, soccer is football.
Okay.
Then there's football, where you throw the ball
with
the hand.
Which one were you playing?
We were throwing the ball with the hand.
So you played
football
with the hand. So you played with Patrick Swayze, Greg Buckman,
Keanu Reeves.
And the girl and everybody.
Everyone was playing touch football, tackle football.
Well, in the movie, they showed it as tackle. Like, you know, when he tackles him in the ocean, Keanu Reeves tackles him down.
Oh, but you were playing on the set, or you were just playing in the movie?
No, we were on the set. We were throwing the ball around, playing catch, and then we got into a football game. But then I wasn't in the football game scene.
But you were all greased up. What were you?
They
shut me up. Oh, hold on. The beach.
All right, I think I might have found the scene here.
Yeah, here we go. See here. You guys have the TV.
I just saw a twist.
Yeah, I think I do see a twist.
Wait, let me get. I can't see it, though.
So, guys, we are now looking.
Wait, did they cut the hair?
No, yeah. No. They come up and they cut a piece of the hair.
Yeah, yeah. Busey, Gary Busey.
Yeah, there he goes. Now
hair.
Watch. Okay, here it is. Now this is Greg Buckman potentially as an extra in Point Break.
I saw the twist.
I can't see it. You guys won't let me see the.
Believe it or not, I do see a man doing a twist in this scene. Now, none of us believed it.
Is that you, Greg Buckman?
Yes.
The guy doing the twist?
Yes.
Did you see
Greg it, is in the background, far background, but he is. That might be him.
Yeah.
Right, hit it back a little more.
Wait, you got to freeze it.
I think I see a man doing the twist. Folks, I do want to say that a really funny thing about this situation is Greg is, it seems like a mile away. You can barely see him. And the idea of him being greased up for that scene really makes me laugh. Why do they grease you?
Well, I was supposed to be some muscle guy on the beach flexing and stuff.
Okay,
I'm going to try and freeze.
He's trying to freeze. This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. You were doing the twist behind Gary Busey, famed actor.
Yes.
Did you meet Busey?
Oh, yes.
Now, Greg is about a mile and a half away from the scene actually happening. He is very far background, but he is potentially background. We're not sure if it's him. Maddie has to do a Zoom. We believe you, Greg, but sometimes we wonder.
My stories are all true, just like yours, Anthony.
I agree. We do have a lot in common.
Yeah, our stories are true.
You know, I like this, and I just can't wait to see. If Maddie can...
It's so hard to freeze.
I can do it.
You can freeze it?
I'll show you me.
Okay, so Greg did send me a photo. We're going to look in and we're going
to... Can you send it to me too, Greg?
Yes, it's amazing.
You know, I do see it. Now, folks, I'm going to say...
Let me see.
It may be easier to see a blurry version of Sasquatch.
No, you have to watch it on a big screen.
Yeah, yeah, but you can kind of see that this is a man
greased up.
It is a man wearing blue shorts.
It does look like Greg.
That's me.
You know what? If I've seen anybody wear blue swimsuit with such care and it fits him like a glove, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to say that this is Greg Buckman. He's about a mile and a half past Gary Busey in the scene. You can barely see him, but if you take a picture of it and you kind of push the picture up so you
can
like really
zoom
in. We
will post it on Instagram so you can look.
You have to really zoom in. He is standing up.
Standing.
And then there's a man
sitting.
You have
your arms folded.
He's doing the twist. Or no, I think he's doing the twist.
Yes.
So, Greg, thank you so much for telling us about this. It's so great. He's got his beach bod, his tan.
Kind of looks like you're wearing boxers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, those weren't boxers.
It looks like he's a bodyguard or like a lifeguard making sure everyone's okay.
So, Greg, can you tell us in the scene, what was your motivation? What were you thinking?
Yeah, that is important.
Just trying to look like I was a guy on the beach. I remember it was like 110 degrees out that day. It's really, really hot.
It is tough.
It was a hot day.
So as an actor, when you're on the beach, trying to look like somebody on a beach, can you give some advice to people that are kind of trying to, I know we don't say, everyone doesn't like the term extra, but for you, we like the term extra. We've decided that. So Greg was an extra on a beach scene. He was a man on a beach. Can you tell us what it's like?
Well, they treated me like I was like one of the actors. They said you're a featured extra.
Isn't that cool? And how did you get
I don't know. You're deep background, though. You're way in the back.
No,
featured is like on like a close-up shot. Yeah. That's featured.
There's a lot of sand in between.
I think they were lying to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to eat for free. I got $38 for the day.
And $38
let me tell you something.
Bucks.
That was a
Hold
big
your horses,
movie.
Sir. I didn't know you made that kind of cash.
Yeah. 20-hour day.
28, 30 hours, pretty good. 20 hour day.
We moved around so much.
What was it like to be just in a bathing suit for 28 hours? Did you say 28 hour
no,
day?
Like 20 hours.
40.
Or 40. I can't remember.
40 hour day? Did you say
so
40
two
hour day?
Days.
I got really sunburned.
Even
I remember
night,
that.
Especially
so
the night.
Sunburned.
Especially the nighttime.
What was Busey like or Keanu?
Great. Both of them. I loved them. They were both lots and
Did
lots of fun.
Did you meet Keanu?
He just walked right up to me. He said,
and
"Hi,
he
I'm
said,
Keanu. What's your name?"
And then he handed you his keys and got you.
He was a sweet. He's a great, 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 great guy.
I heard
he's had a great career.
How did you get in the character, and how did you get the proper beach look in order to get the part? Because it's important for people to get that part.
As you can tell in the scene, my hair is very bleached. They lightened it up a lot.
Okay.
Then they had us stand in the sun for hours and hours and hours so we'd burn a little bit.
Okay.
And that's why I'm sweating, too.
That sounds like that should be a SAG thing that they're asking you to burn. I don't know if that's a good idea.
They wanted us to look like we'd been at the beach.
Okay.
So we had to concentrate and stand in the sun.
Were you non-union, or were you?
I was non-union.
What did you do to get in character? It's important for me to know, because I haven't been in a movie that
big.
Well,
you know, I kind of like walked around the beach a lot. I studied all the people on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I really got into it. You know, I looked at the ocean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said, don't go in the water. Don't go in the water. I wanted to look like I'd been in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But then they didn't want that, so they had to dry me all off. I was really getting into it. You're right.
If you're 3 days standing on the beach and you're standing in the water, it could get cold. Well, thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
Sorry that we
didn't believe you.
I don't want to say we didn't believe you, because we always believe you, even though you said you went to UCLA, but you...
I did.
Okay. Now, Greg, thank
My
you.
Old manager... Look, first of all, it's so crazy that I do...
Greg is crying right
still
now.
Still love them, and... I just didn't understand the business.
Just to let you know,
5 auditions a day.
Tears flowing down his face.
An actor's dream to get on the sets that they sent me to. If you guys are listening, you know, I just really want you to know
that. Of course they're listening.
I was crazy back then. I'm not going to mention names. And they tried so hard.
You just said
and
you were crazy.
And they're a great group of guys.
So he's...
Yeah.
The man to the left is not going to tell
left,
you who
California.
Is crazy.
Wow.
Well, just wait. Well, let me say something for a second, Greg. The man to the left says he's not going to say any names, but he was crazy. And the person that he was talking about, I have a feeling, was himself. And,
well, that could be true.
And thank you so much.
I was thank
a very
so much,
mess.
Greg,
wait, really quick.
Show.
Well, let
I got to go. Look, how many guys, okay, people were freaking out in my UCLA class. They're like, you've got 5 auditions? They got me on every set. But I just wasn't prepared. I didn't understand the business.
Okay. Greg, did you really go to UCLA?
Yes.
Okay.
I can prove it. Joy Todd.
All right.
And Alina DeSantis was one of my teachers.
We're going to look up a lie detector because I want this proof. I want to know that you went and got into UCLA.
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Great.
I was in
thank
a couple
you.
Other movies too, but we'll go into that
no
later.
More thank real so quick.
Okay.
Ladies
wow.
and gentlemen,
wow,
thank
quick,
you.
Quick. Wow. Are you done yet? Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. That sounds like my wife. Wow. I'm kidding. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you so much. That's our show.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. And please remember to give me all the good reviews. And you can give Anthony and Greg whatever you want. It's fine.
Also, don't forget, after this episode, you're going to think it's over. It's not going to be over, because we're going to play La La Land by Lene Chantel. She likes to go by Lene, but we're going to call her Lene Chantel, because that's how you can
and
find
her
on
is.
Instagram. So maybe
La La
Maddie
Land.
Says, here it is, La La Land.
By Lene Chantel.
But I'm still talking. Anyways, have a really good afternoon, night, and day, whenever you're listening. And as always, toodle-doo, tweedle-dum.
Toodle-dee-dees.
Maddie and Anthony, the greatest friends I could ever be. Maddie and Anthony's world, they're great. It's great.
A 30-hour drive broke down in Utah with my phone. And it wasn't until sunrise that we got back on the road. Hollywood signs not lit at night, I didn't know. So we drove as close as we could get before we even stopped at home. And la 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 la.
got you misunderstood. We can conquer all your nightmares and then turn them to good. I know a place like in your dreams where we can stay if you could. Cause I know it can get crazy when you're not where you should. Our passion is everlasting, I'll give my soul if you ask. And let's do it and see what happens. I know you believe in magic, right? How everything can seem so black and white. You know enough, not putting up with just an average life. If this was a movie, you're the lead, girl, you'll be the star. I'll be the keys, you can be the car. With me is guaranteed, I'll take you to Mars. Cause we are all we need just to make it far. A mansion or a castle, on granite or on gravel. A mural or a statue, I'd do anything I have to. If it's dull, then I'll bedazzle. If it's war, I'll fight the battle. Set the score, no holding back to deal with life. It's such a hassle, but I can show you how it.